Please.
Our first case this evening is number 11991, Bruce L. Reed, seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Statenville Road, Road 224, approximately 1,250 feet west of Blacksmith Shop Road, Route 44. The 911 address is 13881 Statenville Road, Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 130, Map 11, Parcel 1.03. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from a 15-foot side yard setback requirement. We received 0 letters of opposition, 0 letters of support, and 0 mail returns.
Okay, thank you. Mr. B, you will come up here and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce Layton Reed, 13881 Statenville Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we start this case number, our first case, is there anything? I was out absent the last meeting. Is there any new procedures or anything where the case number is not put on the cases or presented to us? Should I be aware of something?
You mean on the application?
Yes, sir. That's the only thing I have to go.
I don't have them on either.
Do I have them on yours?
No. No
case numbers at all. I thought there was something new. Maybe I. No one notified me of.
It's okay. It was just an oversight on when we made copies that they got cut off, so we'll take care of that for the next time.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure there's no new procedure while I was out that I'm not aware of. All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you for bringing that. Is that where everybody's is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but just that everybody's is that way, then she said.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wait, go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, I'm applying for this variance, as it said in the paper, 3 feet on the side setback. The reason that I'm asking for it is the property is triangular shaped. It's been very difficult placing things on it over the years, but that's basically the only place I have to do this addition to my garage. And I would like the addition to be 20 foot wide as opposed to less, because I'm going to be backing a big vehicle in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not as young as I used to be.
Right. So,
I can't put the building elsewhere because of the location of the septic and home, existing home everywhere. I had no choice in where the septic went years ago. That's dictated by DENREC. The neighborhood is agricultural residential, rather, and mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other large farm-type buildings and such in the area. My neighbor has one, the guy behind me has one, and this is going to be a similar structure.
Okay. All right. We'll see if we have any questions then, Bruce. I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
So you have more toys and need more space?
Excuse me?
You have more toys and need more space?
Yes. I have toys in the driveway that I would prefer weren't in the driveway.
I understand. Where is your septic located?
It is directly in front of the house.
Oh, the house?
The septic and the reserve area are both in front of the house in okay. That area.
And your well behind it?
My well is behind the existing garage, yes.
Okay. No other questions.
All right.
Talked with my neighbors. They have no objection.
All righty. Ms. McGee?
I don't have any questions.
No questions? Mr. Ritter?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
What's next to you? Is a home next to you?
There is, yes. Gary and Sandy Freeman.
Okay. And they have no problem with it?
No, they're camping down in Chincoteague right now, so they didn't come, but they told me. I talked to them before I ever applied, and they said they got no problem with it.
Okay. No other question.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Any questions?
I guess you can't build that addition so that you could fit your large vehicle kind of, I guess, so you don't have to go 3 feet. You couldn't build it so that it's further in?
No, well, there's an existing garage there that I'm going to be adding on to.
I guess what I'm saying is you have bays in there right now,
yes.
I presume. And you couldn't move it so that you have a bay that would fit within the side yard setback?
Not easily. It's a concrete block structure.
So it's not a pole barn or anything like that?
No, it's not.
No.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Well, I'm in favor of it, obviously.
Is there anyone here in opposition then to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, let me see here. This is case number 11991. I make a motion that we approve this case. The gentleman has answered the questions for criteria for a variance. The property certainly is in a regular shape for the uniqueness of the property. He cannot put this building elsewhere due to the septic. Is correct in the front?
That's correct.
And it's not created by the applicant. Denrack pretty much dictated to put a septic. It will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to obtain relief.
Yeah. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,991. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,991 is approved.